Thank you. Almighty eternal God, when the Spirit descended upon Jesus at his baptism in the Jordan, you revealed him as your own beloved Son. Keep us, your children, born of water and the Spirit, faithful to our calling. We ask you this, so Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, is the one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit, and he shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the streets. A bruised reed he shall not break, a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth, and the coastlands will wait for his teaching. I, the Lord, have called you to victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I have formed you and sent you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring prisoners from confliction and from dungeons those who have lived in darkness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Beloved, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God, and everyone who loves the Father loves also the begotten one by Him. In this way, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey His commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. And the victory of faith that conquers the world is our faith. Who indeed is the victor over the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through the water and blood, Christ Jesus. Not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one who testifies, and the Spirit is truth. So that there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in one accord. If we accept human testimony, the testimony of God is surely greater. Now the testimony of God is this, that He has testified on behalf of His Son. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Presentation of our Lord. And then after the joyful mystery comes the sorrowful mystery. But what happens in between? The mysteries of the light gives us filled in that void. And the first mystery of the light is the baptism, our feast, the feast that we are celebrating today, the baptism of our Lord. It is actually the second of the three epiphanies made by our Lord, the life of our Lord. That said, at 0.7 in the morning, in my reflection that in the Catholic Church, in the Roman Catholic Church, perhaps I suspect that we have lost the significance of the feast of the Epiphany. And like the Orthodox Church, they get it. But we Roman Catholics, the meaning, the significance of the Epiphany is lost to many of us. And actually, next to the feast, the Easter celebration, would come Epiphany. How many of you were excited that last Sunday we celebrated the Feast of Epiphany? Were you excited? Come on. Not really. Probably in our celebration, I suspect that up there, number one would be Christmas, right? And actually, number one should be Easter. It's the feast of all feasts. But that's the way it is. Epiphany, last Sunday, we reflected on the visit of the three wise men, the Magi, coming from the east, where our Lord was revealed not only as the Savior of the Jews, but also the Savior of all men. The second epiphany of our Lord happened during the baptism of the Lord in the Jordan by John, where he is revealed as, you know, God's beloved Son, in whom he is God, is well pleased. And there is a third epiphany which nobody thinks about, but it's in the second mystery of the light, which is
the wedding at Cana.
Wedding at Cana, where our Lord changed water into wine. We're not going into that anymore. Good. I have somebody, at least one, who is following. The rest probably are alive. Are you still following me?
Yes.
Good. I do not know about that. The baptism of our Lord. There are events in the life of our Lord that are mentioned in all the four Gospels: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And one event is the baptism of our Lord. This is mentioned in all the four evangelists. Do you know that? Yeah, of course. Yeah, we know that, Father. Yes, of course. But besides the four Gospels, we have actually other Gospels which were not recognized by the Church, the so-called Apocryphal Gospels. Have you heard about that? Those Apocryphal Gospels? No. No, because we don't read that. We can find them in the Bible. Anyway, there are Gospels, like the Gospel of Thomas, for instance. Now, what is interesting in all these Apocryphal Gospels is that all of them, they do not mention the baptism of our Lord. Interesting. In fact, in one of them, we have an account where our Lord refuses to be baptized by John, because he said he does not want to be counted among the sinners. That's the reason given by Jesus. Why? He refuses to be baptized by John. Remember, the baptism given by John was a baptism of repentance. It is a sign that the person repents of his sin. It is a sign that the person goes, well, he makes a break from his previous life and begins now a new life, life with God. This is something which is significant for John. And so, a lot of people, Jews, even scribes and Pharisees, some of them are lining up before John to be baptized. And one day, a person comes in, Jesus himself. Now, we know that Jesus was without sin. And in Matthew's Gospel, actually, there is this interesting dialogue between John and our Lord. John would say, "It is I who should be baptized by you, not you asking for my baptism." And then our Lord said to John, "Well, let it be for now, because we have to do the deeds of righteousness in order that everything that has been prophesied will be fulfilled." So our Lord underwent the baptism of John. Theologians tell us that when our Lord went down into the river Jordan in order to be baptized by John, it was because he allowed himself to be counted among sinners. This is his way of identifying with us, his way of showing solidarity with us sinners. We're talking about solidarity. I remember this, maybe some of you may have seen that, but there was this interesting news picture of a group of boys, young boys, probably in high school. They have shaven their head. Then this is the front page. And the reason why they have shaven their head is because one of their classmates, a good friend of them, who was hospitalized and undergoing some chemotherapy, you know, as a result, he lost his hair. And they don't want him to stand out in the group, in the class. So they had, all of them, the class, they had all their heads shaven. That's solidarity, right? And our Lord, going down into the water, being numbered as one among sinners, that's his way of showing solidarity among us. Now, Frank, here in front, told me that he's reading a book by Pope Benedict XVI entitled Jesus of Nazareth. It is mentioned in that book that when our Lord went down to the River Jordan, it was like taking upon himself all our sins, all our guilt, and not only that, he was accepting death as punishment to our sins. He's going down the river. He's being immersed under the water. It's a symbol of death. And his coming out of the water is a symbol of the resurrection. Well, you know, that's the Holy Father, you know, making all this deep, deep interpretation. I won't go into that. We see in Mark's Gospel, where we had our account for today's Gospel, Mark is the shortest. Of all the four Gospels, Mark is the shortest. Mark doesn't have the infancy narrative. When our Lord appears for the first time in Mark's Gospel, this is it. We are still in the first chapter of Paul's gospel, and he appears now as a fully grown man. And he appears first, lining up, and having wanted to be baptized by John. It is the shortest. No frills, not much details can we find here. However, despite being short, Mark decided to include one important detail. And he speaks about when our Lord, after coming out of the water, John gives witness to something which he has experienced. He saw the heavens turn open, and the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove descending upon our Lord. And not only that, they heard a voice coming from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Some people say that there is no, we cannot find in the Bible proof, scriptural proof of the Trinity. Here we have an undeniable proof of the existence of the Trinity. We have the Father, the Boy, we have the Son, Jesus, and we have the Holy Spirit in the form of the dove. Anyway, that's not our main point here. Our main point here is that God is testifying that, "Hey, this is my Son. You who are fathers, you who are parents, mom here, you know, when your son, when your child is performing well in school, you say, 'Hey, that's my boy,' right? Or, 'That's my girl, here's my daughter.' We feel proud. Here, God is testifying that this man, Jesus, who is about to start his public ministry, is God's beloved Son. Now, knowing all this, what has it got to do with us? Well, the feast of the baptism of our Lord gives us an opportunity to consider our own baptism. I know most of us were baptized when we were babies, so we don't give much importance to our baptism. Show of hands, how many among us here remember the date of baptism? 1, 2, 3, 4, good. Donna, were you baptized as a baby?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Some people who were baptized as adults would remember the baptism. Very few who were baptized as babies would remember. Teresa, do you remember? No. Yeah, we remember our birthdays. Yeah? We remember our birthdays. But the day of our baptism, what is that? For some of us, for some people, it's like having a flu shot, a vaccination shot. We can just be glad that we had that when we were kids, and we don't have to go through that now that we are adults, right? Maybe not. But we don't really give much importance to our baptism. Do you agree? Come on, not probably. We don't agree. We give importance to our baptism, Father. But you see, our baptism is not just an occasion where we receive our names, our Christian names, because believe me, some of the names that your parents give to your kids are no longer Christian. Right? Yeah, I don't know. And my mother, when she gave birth to me, she called her mother, my grandmother, and the first question that my grandmother asked is, What name are you going to give your new son? Glenn. My grandmother said, that's not Christian. So he insisted on giving a second name. There's a K before my name. It stands for Jose Glenn Joseph. It's because my grandmother insisted that there should be a Christian name. It's not just receiving a name, but in baptism, we also become adopted children of God. In our Lord's baptism, which is supposedly the model for our own baptism, we should hear ourselves. We become adopted children of God. Today, on this feast of our Lord, we should claim our being beloved children of God. When we were baptized, we should have heard that God making a testimony, you are my beloved son, you are my beloved daughter. Our Lord also, this was also the start of His public ministry. So you see, as we move on with our mass, let us thank God for giving us the grace of baptism, where He made us adopted children, where He made us members of the church. In baptism, God has called us by name and has given us, each one of us, a unique share in the salvific mission of Christ. In our great efforts to be faithful, to remain faithful to the mission, may we discover again and again that we are indeed beloved sons and daughters of God, and may we all live a life truly pleasing unto God and worthy of our identity as the Christ followers of Christ. Amen. Please all stand. Let us now profess our faith. Thank you. now call upon our Heavenly Father as we offer our prayers and petitions to Him.
That members of the Church may boldly witness to the power and presence of Christ in the world through all their words and actions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That nations may come to lasting peace by embracing God's call to respect life and to care for each other, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That all who suffer pain from sickness, abuse, or neglect may receive relief and comfort through our prayers and the help of caring people, we pray to the Lord. That today's Eucharistic celebration may help open our lives to glorifying God more and deepening our commitment to Him, we pray to the Lord. That God will watch over those who are serving in the armed forces of our nation, we pray to the Lord. That those who have died may find their peace and joy in God's heavenly kingdom, including our newly deceased Denise Wilder, Doris Fitzgerald, and Joseph Lyons, Sr., as well as Valerie Smith, who is remembered in a special way at this Mass. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That the Lord might answer the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Almighty God, we praise you for pouring forth your goodness on us. And we ask you to hear our prayers of petition, for we ask them in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen.
Here I am to stay, and you're my God. You're all together.
true God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hand for the praise and glory of his name, for us the good of all his church.
Lord, we celebrate the revelation of Christ your Son, who takes away the sins of the world. Accept our gift and let them become one with this sacrifice. For he is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Lord, be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your heart.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
He is right to give thanks and praise.
Father, all powerful and ever living God, we do all always and everywhere to give you thanks. You celebrate of your new gift of baptism by signs and wonders of the Jordan. Your voice was heard from heaven to awaken faith in the presence among us of the Word made man. Your Spirit was seen as a dove, revealing Jesus as your servant and anointing him with joy as the Christ, sent to bring to the poor the good news of salvation. In our unending joy, we echo on earth the song of the angels in heaven as we praise your glory forever. When supper was ended, he took the cup, giving it his thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." Mother of God, with the apostles, and with all the saints who have done your will throughout the ages. And we praise you in union with them, and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with them, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, O mighty Father, forever and ever.
Thank you.
Please stand and let us pray. Lord, you feed us with bread from heaven. May we hear your Son with faith and become your children in name and in fact. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, be with you.
And also with you.
May the Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son.
Hi, Father Mom.
Sorry.
That's okay. Hi, everyone. Oh, hi, Sam. I got a few announcements. Hi, Sam. Yesterday, if you look around, you can see there's not a lot of people here because many of us traveled to St. Mary's to see Father Hugh's installation. He sent his prayers and thanks, and I want you to know that you were always with him in prayer. For the middle school news, they are going to the nursing home twice next week. On Wednesday, we'll be leaving in East Wing at 6 p.m. and returning around 7:30. And then next Sunday, the 18th, they will be leaving at 2:30 in East Wing and playing bingo with them, and they'll be returning around 4:30. For both trips, permission slips will be needed, so make sure you see Miss Monday. Service hours will be given. And for those who are still kind of on the fence if they want to go to the nursing home, just as a reminder, this is the 13th year that our middle school program is launched in the nursing home. So if you want to ask any former, So if you ask any former middle school and or high school youth students, they always fulfilling and the residents really do love the middle schoolers that do go. Tonight, they will be doing their schedule for the upcoming year, and the three guests will be there to do the Fun and Fellowship, and they will conclude around 7:15. In the high school area, this coming Thursday, we'll be offered a workshop at 7 p.m. Called iParent. This program is offered to all Catholic charities, and it's great information on night about parents and grandparents for those working with children. It's based on healthy choices and focuses on abstinence until marriage. We encourage all parents with high school students to attend. It's on Thursday at 7 p.m. in the East Wing. Next Sunday, our teens on Solid Youth Mass in the East Wing will be asked, how is that New Year's resolution coming? And the truth making event and a light dinner will be served. And that's just to remind students that it's not even though we make these resolutions in January, we want to make sure that they are continued throughout the year. And coming up right after that is our American Idol. So for those students who want to do the American Idol program, please see Miss Terry Spear at the proof. And your middle school students who need service hours, Miss Money does need your help setting up and serving food for the American Idol dinner. And coming soon is the Super Bowl, S-O-U-P-E-R, not Trump, the regular Super Bowl. We will be collecting canned foods for the St. Vincent de Paul Society, and we need students to collect canned goods at every mass, at all the masses that weekend, on January 31st and February 1st. And I believe that we'll be telecasting the Super Bowl here. So for those students who do collect canned goods, there will be a reward for you by staying watching the Super Bowl. And your random fact has two of them. And the first one is for Father Glenn. Since he was in our celebratory last week, we didn't get a chance to celebrate his birthday. So ready, everyone?
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Father Glenn, happy birthday to you.
And your second random fact, it was one that I actually learned last week, was you can always tell which gentlemen are part of the Knights of Columbus and who aren't, because the Knights of Columbus carry the rosary with them at all times. And Mr. Bernard, there it is. So now you know. Have a great week.
Thank you, Jen. Yes, and apologies. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
And Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thank you.
Christ, the Son of God.